Dina Gilbert appeared as guest conductor with the orchestra back in February. She currently serves as music director of the Kamloops Symphony, as well as assistant conductor of the Montreal Symphony in her native Quebec. She sees Walla Walla as an orchestra of the future and as a place where she can help develop new and younger audiences.
Through a season or through different seasons and different concerts, we can aim to reach out to hopefully people who usually would feel it's maybe not my place to get into a concert hall to discover that type of music. But from past experience with hip hop artists, with storytellers, sometimes with a comedian, with a circus artist and everything, with sand illustrator, if it's the right way to portray it, I'm not sure. All these things I feel can sometimes enhance or put a new perspective on a work of music as we're going to be listening.
Gilbert grew up in a small town. She took her first piano lessons at the age of 5, then joined a children's choir where she actually got her first chance to conduct.
I kind of self-trained my conducting. But since there was no orchestra in my small town of Saint-Georges-de-Beauce, it's just way later, so after years of self-taught experience as a conductor, that when I was doing my undergrad in Montreal in clarinet, that there was an optional class in conducting. And that's only at that moment, actually, that meeting a real conductor that I got, oh, actually, I haven't done all of these years training myself for no reason. Because then the conducting teacher said immediately, my God, you have so good ears, and you're speaking with your hands so intuitively. Have you ever thought about becoming a conductor?
Having completed her academic programs, she began working with an important mentor, former Montreal Symphony music director Kent Nagano, 11 years ago. He not only worked with her on the technical aspects of conducting, but exemplified the importance of a music director to a community.
In Kamloops, what I've been doing over the past 7 years already is build relationship with the indigenous Kamloops and Chikwakmek population and artists, in which then we've been doing collaboration together. And I'm looking forward then to, with the Cayuse and Les Percés, to be able to do such work as well with the Native American population that are in Walla Walla. And this is at first by small steps, small curiosity, I would say, for what we can all bring to the table and how we could maybe create something even stronger and better or meaningful together.
As a conductor, Gilbert loves to help players and audiences alike feel the music in a fresh, contemporary way, whether performing new music or the established classics.
If you feel that today Bach, Mozart, Beethoven would be hearing their work, maybe they would like it to be as creative and fresh as possible. So even though I'm really about trying to be as much as possible respectful to the idea and interpretation of the composer, I'm always putting that extra layer of what would they think today though.
The Northwest's oldest orchestra has an accomplished young talent on the podium as it launches its 118th season. Dina Gilbert will conduct the opening concert in October. For NWPB, I'm Steve Reeder.